Welcome to The Top, the podcast that provides you with what you need to succeed in the real estate world. Brought to you by the Collin County Association of Realtors. Get ready to tackle top real estate topics in bite-sized amounts with CCAR President Shauna Aquisto and Jonna Fernandez, CCAR's Chief Operating Officer.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Jonna.
Welcome to The Top.
I'm happy to be here.
I am too. And today we are joined by friend of the podcast, Melissa Haley.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Melissa. And for you guys, I'm sorry you can't see her in person because she has these cute little blue pom-pom shoes on and I love them.
So. Awesome.
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
So we're going to take a moment to applaud some of the previous topics that you've joined us for, okay?
Oh, sure.
So we're going to take a trip down memory lane. So you have joined us for additional options and considerations for clients 55 and older.
Right.
How to write a winning offer. Mm-hmm. Prioritizing member needs as an association president. And now, drum roll please, Texas Real Estate Commission's Broker Lawyer Committee.
Congratulations on that appointment to Trex Broker Lawyer Committee.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. I'm very impressed.
So, Melissa, we are very proud of you.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And we have no doubt that you're an incredible resource and you're going to be a great member of this committee. And so now we have to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. So what does the Trex Broker Lawyer Committee do?
Aha. Well, I mean, that is, I guess, part of what we're here to talk about today. So the Texas Real Estate Commission has the Broker Lawyer Committee, and the job of this committee is to review the contract documents that are promulgated by TREC and make changes when appropriate and when necessary, and then those, of course, go out for comments and all of those things. But really and truly, that's what they're there to do, is check the contracts, make sure that they're all looking good, and get those ready for everybody's use all across the state.
So why did you decide to apply for this committee? What piqued your interest?
Well, you know, I do teach a lot of classes, and one of my favorite classes to teach is the contracts class, right? And I heard somebody say this not that long ago, and I thought it was such a great, like, just really a great way to sort of explain why the contract is so important, is because you can use it like a sword or a shield, depending on who you represent, right? Mm-hmm. And Shauna knows this. She does a lot of contracts for a lot of different things. And if I'm helping a buyer, I'm going to use my contract in the most appropriate manner in order to assist my buyer. And I'm getting them the best deal. That's my job, my fiduciary responsibility. And I can use that contract in order to best protect my client's best interest. But when I'm on the other side of the fence, now I'm, maybe it's a sword or a shield, depending on which side you're on. Now, if I'm a listing agent, I want the contract to say certain things that are in my client's best interest, and those aren't always the same. So knowing that, that's one of my favorite topics to teach. And since I teach a lot of contract classes, I was like, you know, it'd be really cool if I could actually get involved in some of the things that I see when I do teach, and students come up and they go, man, I keep having a problem with this. Now I feel like, oh, okay, well, I can go and explain that when I go back to the Real Estate Commission and have some input and some guidance on, these are the contract documents that we need, and these are the changes that need to be made, and these are why. But it also will help me, I think, when I do teach, because sometimes people are like, well, why are we doing that? And I'm like, okay, well, because if you think about it, you need to do this, this, and this. And sometimes people don't understand the why behind what we've already done. Mm-hmm. And so I think it'll be really helpful all the way around. So that was my interest, is I just, contracts are one of my favorite topics.
Well, what better person to be on that committee than you? I'm just so excited about that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the items that the committee will be evaluating? We need insider info.
Sure. Well, I know that, you know, here's what's funny, is ever since I was appointed, is people say, oh my gosh, congratulations, here's what I need you to fix. And so I'm kind of getting this running total. And I did get some really good advice that said, well, send your running total early so we can have it all for the agenda for the next meeting. But the things that people are bringing up, and I think some of the things that are going to be coming down the pipe, whether people are bringing them up or not, is I think solar is an issue. The farm and ranch contract, the fact that there's some disclosure items in there is slightly problematic, and we're aware of that. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about it. You know, who fills that contract out? The buyer's agent? Wait, it's a disclosure from the seller, and it's a little messy. There are questions and concerns about earnest money questions and concerns about option fees. There are questions and concerns about termination. And I keep getting the same question about why is the termination form separate from the release of earnest money form? Why can't we terminate and release the contract at the same time? So there are some reasons for that, mm-hmm. right? But so just being able to explain those things. But I think that those are just some of the ones that I know of off the top of my head that I think are top of mind. Lots of agents find this important. Lots of agents have questions on them. So whether we have clarity around them or whether we actually make a change, I think will come to play as we work through that process.
Mm-hmm. So kind of along the lines of Shauna's question, but a little different, is there anything that you are hoping to address or work on during your term?
Muds and PIDs.
Okay.
Amen.
Muds and PIDs. That paperwork section is also very messy. You know, we have a form for one, but not for the other. And where do we get the information? And I think that, and I also think, you know, you have to keep in mind, TREC responds to legislation, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, for example, I think HOAs are also an area of improvement in the real estate space. Doesn't mean we're going to change a contract about it, but it means that we might have a legislative change at some point that will cause a contract, adjustment, which, by the way, is what we've had for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. If you've been in real estate for any length of time, you know, we had the same contract for a long, 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 long time, and then all of a sudden, new contract this year, new contract later this year, new contract next year. They just keep updating it because of legislative changes. Yeah. So when the government says we've got to do it this way, TREC has to respond to make the contracts work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we'll get a little bit of that. But muds and pids would be my preference to see some,
same.
Work on.
We need a lot of work there.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you have a running list of probably a stack of mm-hmm. items that to look at the committee meeting. But rather than us just contacting you directly, what is a good avenue or process for real estate professionals to provide their opinions or input regarding any contract improvements that we may see?
Absolutely. So the Real Estate Commission has a place on their website where you can give feedback, and that would be my recommendation, right? Because when you send that feedback in, I will tell you, this is not my first committee that I've served on where we've reviewed contracts. It's my first one with TREC, which obviously is a different entity, but I know that this committee reads every single public comment. And I also have experience when I served with Texas Realtors and I was on a forms committee and we read every single comment. And so people would just put in, you know, in paragraph 2, why do we do blah, 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 or why can't we do blah, blah, blah? And they would just put their notes in and the committee will literally sit and read all of those comments from every single member that put them in. And with TREC, because it's a consumer protection agency, you know, anyone can put those comments in. Mm-hmm. So as we get those comments, I know that our committee will spend much amount of our meeting time reviewing, well, why did they say that and what does this mean and what's the consequence of that? And there's a lot of forward thinking about, okay, well, what if we did this? Then what could happen to ensure that before we turn it into a contract document that we're all using, that there's not an unintended consequence. Mm-hmm. But yeah, use the TREC website and put your comments in there.
That's
for
good.
Sure.
And, you know, I went to the last TREC meeting, mm-hmm. and that's what they mentioned. Like, before a contract, you know, comes into play, there's a period of time where you can go in and look at it and provide your feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
And Scott made a comment that people say, I don't like it, or I do like it. Well, they want you to elaborate on that because they do read every single mm-hmm. comment and they need to hear the input from everyone.
Yeah.
You know, so they can.
Yeah. Do you not
those.
Like it because you don't like change?
Yes. Right.
Or do you like it because you foresee there's going to be a problem in your business? And if so, we need to know what it is so we can head it off at the pass beforehand. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Sure.
As always, wealth of information. But before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
I think they might just be interested to know that the Broker Lawyer Committee is a 6-year term, and there are 13 members of the Broker Lawyer Committee. So 6 are appointed by TREC. Those are brokers. 6 are appointed by the State Bar Association. That's your attorneys. And then 1 member is appointed by the governor. So it's a member of the public. They're not an attorney. They're not a broker. They're just a Joe Schmo, hopefully homeowner, but maybe not, right? But it's just somebody from out in the public that's not actually a real estate broker or an attorney. And so I feel like that gives people, first of all, a really good, like, well-rounded kind of thought process around the contracts. But secondly, it's a six-year term. So you've got a lot of really good consistency on this. And they, of course, roll off. Like, it's not the same people all 6 years. But I do think you have a lot of consistency in there. So I think that's important, too. Once you know what to do and you're going on Trek's website and putting the information in, and once you are commenting on the comment tool after something's been proposed, I think that both of those are really great ways for people to get involved and just know there are these 13 people back behind the scenes really doing the hard committee work on their behalf. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
And thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. For those listening, thanks for hanging out with us. And don't forget to subscribe to Welcome to the Top wherever you get your podcast. Also, be sure to leave us a review. If you have a topic you'd like us to discuss, email us at ask@welcometothetop.com, then listen to hear us cover it.
We can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'm Shauna Quisto. Let's keep building for our future.
Special thanks to our hosts, Jonna Fernandez and Shauna Quisto. Producer, Bree Westbury. Audio engineer, Mike Maples. Outreach and guest relations manager, Kendall Crawford. And podcast administrator, Sean Offsell. Tune in next time. And don't forget to enjoy your journey to the top. The statements made by speakers in this podcast do not necessarily represent the views or position of the Collin County Association of Realtors, its leadership, or its members. This podcast is not intended to give legal, financial, medical, or other advice, but simply to provide information as a springboard to further discussion and investigation.